Longtime Fox News analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, will not renew his contract with Fox News. And a note he wrote about that is reportedly sending shockwaves through Fox. The note was leaked to BuzzFeed. In it, Peters said that the news channel had become a propaganda machine for President Trump and that the company is assaulting our constitutional order and the rule of law. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. David, thoughts?
You know, retired Colonel Ralph Peters typed up a note that in some ways articulated the concerns that are creating a lot of fissures and in fact, canyons within Fox News. The question is, how much is news a part of the Fox identity? It has always been that the opinion tail wagged the news dog. It is what is most profitable. It is what binds the loyalty of its base viewership to the network, much as you know, what President Trump has to say binds his core voters. But there are a lot of people there, even conservatives within the network, who are deeply concerned about the fact that Fox is not representing conservative points of view, but simply throwing in its lot with President Trump, binding itself to a person, even at a time at which his activities, his behavior, his conduct and his policies have come under attack, not simply from the left, but from the right as well. Fox has really, you know, in this incarnation, said it's not conservative, it's not just Republican, it is Trump TV. And that's, you know, a problematic thing for one of the nation's leading news outlets.
Yeah, well, Fox News anchor, Sunday anchor Chris Wallace, for example, has spoken out against the way Fox News personalities, opinion makers, have been attacking the media. So some have spoken out. We want to also say that Fox News responded to Peters' note in a statement by saying, Ralph Peters is entitled to his opinion despite the fact that he's choosing to use it as a weapon in order to gain attention. We're extremely proud of our top-rated primetime hosts and all our opinion programming. And while there are some, as you say, even on the right, Republicans, cheering him, the president of Media Matters, which monitors Fox Media, said that Peter deserves no accolades here. For more than a decade, he was reliable and unwavering in advancing the Fox News agenda. We just want to listen to a little bit of retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Here he is speaking about President Obama.
This is a president who cares more about thugs in Guantanamo or thugs in Ferguson, Missouri, than he does about law-abiding American citizens and their right to live in safety and peace.
David, your thoughts about that, that he was a part of the problem he's now pointing out?
Well, and let's be very clear, Media Matters is quite a liberal organization that has had ties particularly to Hillary Clinton, and yet it does an extremely good job of monitoring what is said in some of the threads there in an impressive way. Ralph Peters, you can look at him one of two ways. He is part of, for years, Fox's in some ways distilled and increasingly partisan and often ignoring a countervailing fact approach to its opinions and sometimes its news coverage as well. And so Peters was used when it was useful as a battering ram against rhetorically against the Obama and the Obama administration. By the same token, I think it gives him more standing to make this argument that even within the ideological right, and Peters has written as well for the New York Post, which is in some ways a sibling outfit because both are ultimately controlled by Rupert Murdoch. It gives Peters standing to make this argument in a way that's tougher for Fox to dismiss. I think it's worth pointing out in that statement from Fox News, you know, even as they stand up for their opinion hosts, they do a classic Fox News things, which is to talk about how Peters is seeking merely to gain attention. The number of times Fox News goes after its former talent for being petty, for being gaining attention, for having failed in the ratings, for whatever excuse they hang on to in you know, making counter arguments, seems to suggest that there's something broken in the process by which Fox News hired people. If at every point somebody emerges with criticisms of the network, they find ways to assail their character.
David Folkenflik, before we let you go, we have to ask about Steve Bannon, another conservative in the media at Breitbart News and then in the headlines this week because he co-founded that data mining company, Cambridge Analytica. And to some people's surprise, he's going to be speaking in a Financial Times event today on the future of news. Some people think that he is the one who's warping news. Your thoughts on him being chosen to speak there?
Well, clearly the folks at the Financial Times who are hosting this conference feel that what he has to say is newsworthy. And it's hard to argue that point, given what we're seeing in the headlines right now. It is certainly the case that I think Steve Bannon is hostile to what the rest of the more conventional media is up to in terms of its reporting, in terms of the kinds of accountability it attempts to provide on people in power. Currently, those in power in Washington are Republicans and conservatives. He would argue insufficiently conservative. But I think a lot of people are going to want to hear what he has to say about this scandal enveloping both Cambridge Analytica and Facebook itself and about the state of politics. You know, it's certainly controversial. You have Steve Bannon, who just recently told French members of the National Front Party that they should embrace the mantle of being called racists, that it is something to wear with pride. So I think anybody who embraces that mantle is justifiably worthy of intense scrutiny, even if it's uncomfortable to see him at a media conference, being the platform on which he does that.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.